Okay, Ellen.
All right, you want me to start?
Can I request people mute their phones, please?
Request that people what?
Mute their phones, please, unless they're speaking. Thank you.
Okay, Sabu, should I go ahead and do the roll call?
Yeah. And anybody comes on, we can,
they,
you know,
can
pick them
announce up. Herself. Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck Nixon. Vanessa Dixon.
Craig Williams here.
Dennis
Hey,
Williams.
Craig, how are you?
Dennis here.
Donna Grimes, she told me that
she's absent.
Holidays, yeah.
Right, she's absent. Yeah, she won't be attending.
Julie?
Present.
Wayne Bruce? Hey, Eileen, you already let us know. Craig Hall? Martha Peterson?
Here.
Marcia?
Here.
Arthur? Sabu?
Here, present.
Maskila? Here. Okay. Lewis? Nancy Sorden? Craig Williams.
Here.
Ellen, this is Eileen. I cut myself off.
Okay, you're on.
But I'm back. I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tony Leon.
Present.
Thomas O'Rourke. Nightwolf. Kathleen?
Yes, present. Thank you.
Thomas Blanton? Lucille? Lucille, are you there? Tim Willard?
Here.
Okay, Nicarina?
Here.
And I'm here. All right. Chuck Nixon, we didn't hear anything. I don't have an email from him. Still not on?
He didn't call my name. This is Ron.
Who's that? Ron Pinchback?
Me.
Who's me? Give me your name.
Ron Pinchback.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have you.
Okay.
Have you present. Okay. Vanessa Dixon, did she join us yet?
No, not to know.
Wayne Bruce?
Not yet.
Craig Williams?
He's on.
On?
Yes, Craig Williams is here.
Yes.
I mean, Craig Williams. Craig Hall, is he here? Okay. Nancy Sorden? Thomas O'Rourke? Nightwolf? Thomas Blanton said that he had some family things that he had to take care of, so he'll be in and out of the meeting. The back and forth. And Lucille Perez.
Lucy, are you on? Yeah, I just spoke to Lucy a few minutes ago. I know she plans to attend.
Okay. When she... Let us know when. Okay. Sabu, is that okay that they can let us know when they come on? That's the second time I went through.
Yeah, they can do. They can do that. So right now we have a total of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have quorum.
Okay. I think two more people joined.
Okay, who joined us?
This is Katia. This is Katia.
Hi, Katia.
Okay.
This is Craig.
Louis Wolf.
Hi, Craig.
All right.
Louis Wolf also.
And thanks for hosting for me this morning.
Oh, no, it was good. Thanks. Yeah, it was fun.
Arthur McLeod, have you joined? Wayne Bruce, have you joined? Vanessa Dixon, have you joined? Chuck Nixon. Okay, we can still, Sabu, if you want to just go on, because we have quorum.
Okay.
Thomas O'Rourke is here.
Okay.
Okay, this is what's going on. We're going to try to keep this under control. If you need to speak or say something, you can go to the stack. Everybody, if you can, because of sounds in the background, you try to mute unless you need to speak. You know, mute your phone until you're ready to speak or something. Okay, so... So absent, so we have Night Wolf, Vanessa Dixon, Arthur McLeod, Lou is not on. Lou, are you on? Okay, Fred Williams. Okay, on that side.
Yes, I am on.
Okay.
Lou is on. Sorry.
Okay, Lou.
Craig Williams, he said he's on.
Okay. Craig Hall on me. Sorry.
Here.
Okay. Any resignations?
No, I haven't received any resignations.
Okay, we need a timekeeper and a sergeant. Well, we don't need a sergeant at all. Timekeeper. Approval of the agenda.
This is Kathleen. I just have a question. How is the stack going to work?
Well, we have our committee reports. I guess if you have something to say, you can just say Kathleen to the stack, and I should be able to hear you. Hopefully, nobody's talking over you.
Okay, so you're keeping track of the stack. That's, I just wanted to know who the person was that's managing the stack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I just wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so approval of the agenda. I understand that there's been some agenda changes and wanted to be added to the agenda for this evening.
Yes, Kathleen added two items to the agenda.
Could you read those items?
Just a moment.
Is that Ellen?
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that you may have seen that I sent a kind of a specific motion for one of my agenda items. So
right.
I just wanted to make sure that you included that. Thank you.
I did see that too. So
thank you.
Could we do this? Could we go on until just to the... So we won't hold things up because I'm going back on the computer to get it.
Okay, approval of the minutes from last
February. No, it would be from February because we didn't have a meeting last time.
Okay, approval of the minutes for February. Any changes? No changes? Are all those in favor of approving of the minutes?
Aye.
Okay, any naysayers or no? Okay. All right, we can go into management reports.
Okay, actually,
did you find that? Okay.
Yes, she has agenda item one. I understand that the MASS has been considering the program director position for at least 3 years. Apparently, during this period, this committee has been able to complete an evaluation of, has not been able to complete an evaluation of the general. Of the general station manager or the interim program director. I ask for an agenda item to, and actually she wants to address that. I hope she doesn't mind if I just paraphrase it. And she actually, and then the second item was critical lacking of funding during the period of economic slowdown. WPFW will not be able to compete with other nonprofits, and that our direct service for foundation dollars and private funder dollars, all of this compromised by the decline in the stock market. I ask for an agenda item that temporarily suspends all LSB committees. Instead of committee work, all LSB members place their energies into fundraising immediately and for several months. So she wants to do away with all LSB committees to just
not do away, not do away, to suspend.
Suspend, I'm sorry. And put all our energies into fundraising. And then her... she did have a motion that she sent. I move that the LSB forward Katia Stitt's resume along with any other resumes that the MASS committee wants to include to Jerry Harris so that he can conclude the hire process for program director. And if I can just... we did address that issue in another meeting, and I think Kathleen
Tabu to the stack. Hold on. Somebody's playing music in the background. Can you please?
Kathleen to the stack. And Lucy
Perez. Okay, Kathleen, go ahead.
Lucy Perez is joining the line. All I wanted to say was Ellen has already sent me a note about this, but this doesn't have anything to do with what's been done in the past. I've asked for two agenda items, and I've asked for a motion. So now whenever Sabu, wherever you want to place these, I just need to understand when we are now considering the agenda items I proposed. So I'm assuming it's not right at this moment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I don't think there should be any other comments from Ellen or anyone else about my motion.
Sorry.
That's all right. I've made a motion. I just wanted people to know. And Sabu, I'll wait for you for when it's the appropriate time on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay.
So Katia is here. So whenever you're ready, Jerry and I spoke. I'm going to give the program director's report, interim program director's report, when you're ready. I'm going to start, and then Jerry will follow me.
Yeah, that is preferred because we both have ongoing responsibilities today, and I'd like for Katia to lead with the reports.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Katia. Ms. Pitt. Okay, management report. See, Nancy's
sorry.
Here.
Okay. Do you want, do you, I hear someone else speaking. Do you want the program director's report or no?
Point of order. This is Tony to the stack. We're supposed to be approving the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Craig called for the program, the management report, so I thought that's where we were. My apologies.
Problem.
Okay, so approval of the agenda. Anybody have any comments about that?
I just, as Kathleen said, where do you want to put her motion? In new business or?
Yes, let's put it in new business.
Her agenda items. Okay.
Yeah, in new business.
I
move to approve.
Tony to the stack.
Tony.
Should we take a vote? Shouldn't we take a vote on that?
On the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay.
To take a vote on to approve or add the or add what Kathleen wants to add.
Take the vote
to approve with additions.
That's the motion.
I second the move to approve with the addition.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ellen, please take
I'm gonna have to
please
take a vote.
Take more than a voice vote.
Please
want
an actual vote.
Yes. Please call the roll.
Okay. Chuck Nixon. I hear still. Vanessa Dixon. I hear still. Dennis Williams.
Aye.
Favor. Okay,
yes.
Donna Grimes, she's not here. Julie.
Yes.
Okay. Wayne Bruce.
Aye.
Eileen.
Yep, sure.
Craig.
Which one?
Craig.
There's two Craigs.
I'm sorry, Craig Hall.
Aye.
Martha?
Aye. I'd like to ask you a question.
Marcia?
Yes, aye.
Arthur?
I'd like to ask a question. Oh,
is
Arthur?
Here now? Arthur?
Yeah, I said yes.
Sabu?
Yes.
Maskila?
No.
Maskila?
No.
Okay. Lewis?
No.
Nancy?
Abstain. Abstain.
Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Craig Williams?
Aye.
Tony?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Nightwolf? Still not here. Kathleen?
Yes.
Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Lucille?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Okay, it's favors win.
What, excuse me, I said aye because I wanted to ask a question. I'd like to know if I can ask a question before I vote. This is Martha.
Okay, Sabu, can she ask a question?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, is there going to be a time, it's going to be placed under the new items. Is there going to be a time limit? And if so, how many minutes are we going to devote to it?
Well, it's under new business, so it'll be at the end.
How many minutes are we going to devote to it?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes. So anybody can speak, or how is it going to be managed?
I think that this is not appropriate to be asking these questions. We're voting.
This is going to let me know whether I'm going to vote yes or no.
Well, you should have asked during the
session. I abstain. I abstain.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay, so the favors win. So it will be on the agenda at new business.
Mr. Chair, can the parliamentarian speak?
Yes.
I want to remind all members that you have to ask, can you be recognized? You just don't start speaking. Number two, when you take the roll, you have to give the actual numbers of those in favor and those opposed.
Okay.
The chair doesn't vote until the very end, after the count has been given to the chair. And then the chair can decide whether to vote, abstain, break a tie, or make a tie. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want
thank
to
you.
Go back and give you the count?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, favor 14, 3 against, and 2 were abstention.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Because it's been approved to put on the agenda. Okay. We didn't have any minutes for last month. Okay, management report.
Nancy, with a question. Okay.
Nancy, to the stack.
Did we?
Go ahead, Nancy.
We approved putting these items on the agenda. Did we approve the agenda yet? I have an announcement to add to the agenda.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Go ahead, parliamentarian.
The motion was to approve the agenda with those amendments under new business. So essentially, we're finished with the agenda. If you want to add anything now, it's going to take a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
Can I add to the stack? Can I just ask if we could, that's something that could go under PNB?
Sure, that's okay. I could do it then, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and who was that to the stack? Somebody
was
that Craig?
I just wanted to suggest that she could do it as, if it's simply an announcement, she could do it as a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is a parliamentarian.
Parliamentarian recognized.
Yes, I'm not hearing people say, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized before they start speaking. And so, once again, you have to be recognized first before you say anything. You have to get permission. You have to be recognized before you begin speaking. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may
okay.
I be recognized?
Who's speaking?
Arthur McLeod.
McLeod? Okay.
Yeah. I just think it's really unfair and inappropriate to add to the agenda during the meeting because it takes so much time. And the secretary asks people, do they want to add stuff to the agenda, usually a week before we even do this. And even if you want to add something, you know, I think we should not add anything to the agenda unless it's an emergency or extenuating circumstances, because the secretary gives us plenty of time to add whatever it is we want to add to the agenda without taking time, especially with the phone now, since we're all, you know, bound to the phone. We don't need to be wasting time adding stuff to the agenda when we had that privilege to do it almost a week ago.
I understand your comment.
Okay.
We're going to make this this one time an exception.
Okay.
And but okay, after, well, you know, I would like all the board members in the future to make sure, because this came on today. I believe it came on today. So I would like in the future that board members try to get that information in before we get to the meetings.
And I'm pretty sure the secretary would appreciate it, too, because she sure sends out messages asking, does anybody want to add to the agenda? And I noticed that when we get to the meeting, then everybody want to add something, or the day of the meeting, they want to add something. Totally inappropriate.
Okay. Your comment has been recognized. Okay.
Eileen to the staff.
Hi. Who?
Eileen, quick comment.
Yes.
I think if somebody hasn't, yeah, thank you. I'm being recognized, I assume. If somebody has an announcement, that should just go into new business. An announcement probably doesn't take up a lot of time. Probably doesn't need to be a whole agenda item. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the agenda, any more add-ons or? Okay, so. It's been approved, so we can move on, and that will be added to the new business. Management reports.
Are you
still online?
I am here, and Jerry said I could go first.
Right, I heard that.
Sure.
Okay, Ms. Stitt?
Okay. Yes. Hi. So, hello, board, and I'm happy to be with you all this evening. I just want to update you on where we are during this COVID-19 crisis. So, a lot has been happening. We have worked to move all of our public affairs programs to remote broadcasting, which ensures that our engineers are not exposed, nor are the programmers exposed. And actually, since last week, we've moved to Skype for better sound quality, and everyone's been very cooperative with that process. We've also been doing a number of special programs with WBAI. One of them is happening tonight. Michio Kaku, who is, many of you know, a biophysicist, he will be doing a live program tonight from 8 until 9 p.m. on our air and WBAI's air, taking callers from both signal areas. Tomorrow evening, we'll be talking about racial disparities with COVID-19, and we'll be presenting that from 5 until 7 p.m. All of our programmers, if you've been listening, have been very conscientious about making sure that we are presenting relevant and resonant programming. Our music programmers are still coming in, with the exception of Tim Masters. Everyone else is coming in and doing their programs. We have a very strict protocol in place at the studio. We have garnered disinfectant materials, everything you need to disinfect the studio. Programmers have been instructed, as well as board ops have been instructed, to stop 10 to 15 minutes before their show is over and do a thorough cleaning, move all of their things out the studio, and then allow the next programmer or next board op to step in and take over. This way, we minimize any exposure. The rest of the staff has been working remotely. Jerry and I only come in when absolutely needed. Annette, who is our business manager, has been coming in at least two times a week, sometimes three times a week, but she is contained more or less to her office. So that there's no interaction between whomever is in air control and whomever else is in the building. So, like, when I come in, I'm in my office, I text the board op and say, I'm here, how are you doing, do you need any help? And then they text me back. I don't go to where they are because, again, we have a very strict one person in air control at a time. So that is where we are. In terms of finances, on Sunday, I was able to secure a $45,000 grant from a previous donor. which will be a bridge grant to help us get through all of April and part of May until we get to the pledge drive, very specifically to be used for our salaries and our health care. And then we're hoping that in May people will be responsive. And I think people will be. I think, I know for a fact, people have been reaching out saying they're so appreciative that WPSW is still here and still operating. So hopefully in May we'll have a successful fund drive. Our theme with the passing of Bill Withers, I think that the theme should be lean on WPSW, hashtag lean on WPSW. Vicki has been working with us on our social media as well as upgrading our website, and that'll be up and ready to unveil at the beginning of May. Our pledge drive is supposed to start on May 10th and run through May 30th. So at the beginning of May, we'll unveil this new interactive website. We understand that the ways that people can connect right now, because they can't connect in person, like we can't do any of the fundraisers at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, or we can't remote broadcast from any location. So the ways that are important for us to be able to connect are through our social media with Vicki, which Vicki is really working on, and through our website. These are the two ways that we can be relevant to our listening audience and responsive to our listening audience. As I mentioned tonight, Michio Kaku will be on from 7 to 8. He's a biophysicist, and he will be taking questions from both the New York Signal area and the D.C. Signal area. Tomorrow, we will be presenting from 5 until 7 p.m. the town hall on racial disparities that AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are all convening. That will be presented from 5 until 7 p.m. And again, we are just trying to be as relevant and as receptive as we can to the needs of our listeners. Next week, next Thursday, we are planning a COVID-19 and decarceration town hall from 5 until 7 p.m. April Gauguin, who is the founder and leader of Black Lives Matter here, along with Brittany, I forget Brittany's last name, but she's in New York, and she is with the organization We've Got Us Now. Mimi Rosenberg, who is a programmer at WBAI, but she also works with Legal Aid and has won the release of 100 Rikers Island prisoners during this COVID-19 outbreak. And then Khalif Browder's brother, Akeem Browder, will also be joining in that particular discussion. So WPSW, I think, is doing a great job in terms of programming, and that is all the programmers, music and public affairs. They're very responsive. They're trying to anticipate what the audience needs and wants to hear. We have moved to Skype with almost all of our public affairs programmers, so we have better sound quality. We have staggered our engineering staff so that, for instance, Mike Nasella, instead of coming in Monday through Friday, he's coming in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Shep Sue and Chris, and I'm sorry, Shep Sue and Sierra are also coming in on a staggered schedule. Chris Banger Drowns got very nervous about engineering, so I am taking up that slack in engineering on Thursday mornings. I'll be there Thursday from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. So we are doing this. They're still being paid their regular salaries, but we are doing this so they minimize exposure. Mike Nasella is on the subway, so of course we want, and as is Shep Sue, he's on the bus and subway, so we want to minimize their exposure. So that is why they're not coming in every day, but we are committed to making sure they are paid their regular salaries during this COVID-19 pandemic. That's really all I have. I can add more, but maybe if I have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you for that report. It's Sabu. This is you said the pledge drive is from May the 10th to what day?
May 30th.
Okay.
And can I just say, in conjunction with that, I did see Kathleen's ask for adding to the agenda how the LSV is going to support us financially, how they're going to help. That is critical right now, because Kathleen is absolutely right. I have submitted an application to the Community Foundation for support. They're giving out emergency grants every week, but because WPSW is like second tier, we're not front line trying to help demographics that have been directly impacted. So we're not sure we'll get any money there. You know, direct impact means like our homeless population or our population of poor black and brown people who need direct services. WPSW is not a direct service. While our service is important, it's not a direct service. And most of the grant money is going to direct services. So I have to encourage this board to make sure that really they work on how they're going to fundraise for the station during this period.
May I be recognized just to ask? I need to get the date again for the pledge drive. I'm sorry.
May 10th through May 30th, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so, you know,
Craig Williams,
also, if I can just tell you, we have been really diligent in making sure that all of the disinfectant cleaners, paper towels, hand sanitizers, whatever is needed to disinfect that studio is there. Literally, in my car right now, I have 10 rolls of paper towels. I have 4 bottles of more disinfectant cleaner, and we have been replenishing that constantly. If something is not there, I am going in and making sure that it's replenished. This is what we are doing to make sure that we keep people safe. We have a strict protocol of only one programmer in or board op in the studio at a time. So folks that have like co-hosts and all that, that is done for now. We have one person programming a show, and that is it. And then, as I said, all of our public affairs programmers are on Skype. And that is the way we're doing it until something gives with this pandemic. We are not taking any risks. That's why Jerry and I are not going in every day, because the more people in our space, the more people in that building, the more likely we are to infect each other. We are wearing masks. We are wearing gloves. We are washing our hands constantly. If we can't wash our hands, we're using hand sanitizer as we enter the studio and when we exit the studio. We are taking the health and well-being of those that have to come in very seriously.
Great point taken.
Craig,
Mark, I asked to be on the stack before Craig.
Okay, Martha, then Craig.
May I be recognized?
Okay,
Katia, thank you for all the precautions you all are taking to keep everybody safe. I was listening to the program last night that Pacifica presented, and I'd like to ask, KPFK or KPFA came on asking for funds. Are they supposed to do that? Was that a slip up?
KPFA or K was not coming on to ask for funds for themselves. Yesterday was a day that we had planned already for the Pacifica Radio Archives. We usually do 2 days a year for the Pacifica Radio Archives to raise funds. Yesterday was that day, and it was a hard decision. We didn't decide, or I should say, our interim executive director and Mark Torres from the archives didn't decide to go forward with it until like Sunday night. But they need the money, so we had to go forward with it. So it wasn't KPFA or KPFK asking for the money. It was them asking for the money for the Pacifica Radio Archives. We had 12 hours, or less than 12 hours, or more than 12 hours, sorry. 9 a.m. until midnight on our air was all for the Pacifica Radio Archives to raise money.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just want to tip my hat to Katia. She is doing a marvelous job during this crisis at making sure we as programmers are safe And I've heard from other programmers that our ability to come into, music programmers, the ability to come into the station and bring some sense of normalcy to our listeners is the highlight of our weeks, because, you know, it's really difficult, and to know that we have a fairy godmother watching over us to keep us safe, to help raise money for the station, on top of everything else she does, I think we all owe her a round of applause.
Okay. Thank you for your
comment.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig.
Any more questions for the
Can I add something?
This is Marcia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. I just want to add something after we're done.
Okay, Marcia.
Yeah, no, thank you. I just wanted to also add my thanks to Katia for all the hard work she's doing. This is really, really a difficult time, very stressful time. And the fact that you have, you know, not let up and that you're really pressing on to make sure that the station stays, you know, solvent and that the programmers are safe and that our listeners have a sense of what's really going on outside of the lies that are being told in the White House right now. It's just so incredibly important. And so I just wanted to add my thanks. I'm sure there are a lot of us here to add my thanks to Craig and just say thank you so much. Well done.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. If I could just say that so many listeners have expressed how thankful they are that WPFW is here during this period and how worried they were that we would not be here. And so whatever this board can do to raise money to ensure that we are still here, I implore you to do it. It's not a frivolous exercise right now, because we don't know what the May fund drive will bring. But what we do know is that WPFW is critically important, and it's important to those people that have no other access. There are a lot of people. This is what we've learned. I'm in touch with Liz Davis, the president of the school board, right? And what we've learned is that there are a whole lot of people that don't have internet access. So guess what? They don't have internet radio. They're not following Mayor Cuomo. They're not doing all those things. But what they do have is WPFW, and they're relying on us. That's why I think that the theme of Lean on WPFW in honor of Bill Withers is so very important, because there are many people out there leaning on us. I can't tell you the number of times I've answered the phone. People are crying. They are crying on the phone saying thank you for being there. And I hope this board can understand really, really deeply the importance that WPFW has in this very moment. And not only PFW, all of Pacifica. But, you know, we're talking about, we're PFW-centric right now. My hat is off to my colleague, Linda Perry, who is the PD at VAI. We're doing so much fabulous COVID-19 programming together. Linda and I were on a three-hour call with John Almella, who is the engineer for the network, yesterday, trying to get our laptops up to speed to broadcast remotely. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things, and we're doing a lot of things that people don't know about. And frankly, I feel like nor should they know about. You know, that's radio, right? You should just hear it and feel good. You don't need to know how the sausage is made. You just need to know that the sausage is. And I am one that feels very much that way. But I want this board to know that it is not without sacrifice that we make sure all of this happens. I can tell you, I wake up at 3:30 every single morning since this has started, thinking about how to make WPFW better, how to keep our people safer. I mean, every single morning, I go to sleep on average around midnight, and I wake up at 3. And then I start working around 5:36, answering emails, figuring out what's going on. We had a engineer who quit engineering because he was so scared to get on the subway. He was wanting to walk 3 hours from College Park to WPSW. So he has now quit. So I'm going in for him on Thursday morning, possibly Tuesday mornings too, but certainly tomorrow morning I will be there to engineer because the show must go on. PSW must be here for those that are, as Martin Luther King would say, the least of these. And I really hope you understand what kind of commitment both Jerry and myself are making, what kind of sacrifices Jerry and myself are making to make sure that we are here. Because remember, we're worried about our health too. I have a daughter. I can't end up in intensive care in a hospital. But I believe so much in WPSW that I go in so that we can be on the air. So it's, and Jerry the same. It's a sacrifice. And it's a decision we make, but we don't make it lightly, and I hope this board understands that. So that's all I have to say. And, oh, the other thing, if you have any kind of supplies that you want to donate, whether it's paper towels or disinfectant cleaner or disinfectant spray or masks or gloves, feel free to donate it. Just please email Jerry and I to coordinate when you can drop it off.
Thomas, to the stack.
Author to the stat.
Yeah. Hello, Chair.
Thomas, are you there? Maybe you want to ask a question. I don't know what happened to the chair.
I certainly want to applaud your Herculean efforts, Katia, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work. One of the first things you said when you started your comments was, and I had a question about it. If you could give a little more details, I don't see it in the stuff that Nick Arenas sent out in terms of the Excel spreadsheet, but you mentioned a $45,000 one-time grant that was tied over. Could you give any more details about that? Or
I'm not. So the grant maker is anonymous, so I have to we have to respect that they're anonymous.
Is it listed in the is it received yet? And is it listed in the
It's not received yet. They have reached out to their foundation people to send it to us. The caveat is that it only can be used for WPSW. It can't, in other words, we can't pay central services out of it. We can't do anything Pacifica-centric with it. It is only for WPSW, and I would appreciate the PNB members here on this call to understand that and not share it with the national board, okay? That's what we would ask, Jerry and I ask. But it's $45,000, we should receive it any day. And again, basically what was happening is that we had enough money for one more cycle of our salaries, and that was unacceptable. So I sent a letter on Sunday. They responded on Sunday very graciously and said, you know, we want to give you a bridge grant. And it's a bridge grant, meaning that come May 10th, we need to raise the money that we need to continue going. And I feel very confident that we can, because there are so many people who are appreciative. So what I would ask is, when you get in your emails, right, I don't know if they've been sent or not, but we're going to start sending them. When you get a post, for instance, from Vicky, right, saying this is a special program we're doing. Oh, we've also set up Cash App, because many of our programmers said, you know, the new way to give funds is online. So we need Venmo, or we need Cash App. So we set up a Cash App for WPSW, which makes it really simple to give money. Right? So when you get any of these things, what we would ask is that you share it on your social media. You share it with whomever's following you. You email it out to people you know. You say, hey, WPSW, you know, we're on the front lines in a different way, but make no mistake, we are on the front lines in terms of what media is doing.
point.
And so we need to make sure that people know that we are on the front lines. We're here for them. We're here for the least of these. And, you know, and in turn, they need to support to ensure that we can be here. So does that answer your question, Thomas?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more questions for Ms. Fitz?
Yes, Arthur McLeod.
Okay. Hey, McLeod, what's your question?
I share my appreciation because I know what you're doing at the studio because I'm there on the front lines as a program as well.
Yes, you are.
And I've kind of taken a lot of the stuff personally that you have sent out that we need to do, and I'm doing my part to do everything that all of the protocols that you have put out there.
And Thank you.
But it's bothering me, and I'm not going to discuss. I want to really talk to you about it offline because I called
sure.
you and left your message yesterday. But there's something I just wanted.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I didn't get it. I'll call you back.
Yeah, but there are some people that are not following your protocol, and
right.
you know, it's frustrating me because whenever somebody does something that doesn't follow proper protocol, it bothers me. But it's bothering me more now because it's life threatening at this point. Like
right.
you say,
right.
To tell you about things that are going on that frustrate. And I feel like it's endangering me and other people that's at the studio, but I don't want to take up the meeting time to tell you that, and that's what I told
well,
you.
Well, can I respond
okay,
to you? Because other
real
people,
quick, Ms. Hello?
Oh,
Ms. Fitz?
Other people? Okay.
Hold
Sorry.
On.
You don't want me to respond to Arthur?
No, I just I have a comment to make. We have we were trying to do community comment time, and I'm not sure if we set that up, but you have about 6 minutes.
Okay. So, Arthur, so you know, if there is someone that is not following protocol, it is your duty to tell me who it is. Because other people have told me about people who are not following protocol, and I've gotten on them. I mince no words here. This
okay.
is like life or death. You know what I mean? Like, I am coming in there tomorrow, right? Which means I speak on the mic. I touch things, and I do that from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. I am not trying to bring COVID-19 back to my house, back to my daughter. So people
right.
who don't follow the rules will be suspended, period, period, period. They are suspended, okay? So you know, and I just need to add to that. The last Friday, or two Fridays ago, Cleveland Spears, Bobby Rocks, right? He was
mm-hmm.
fundraising for himself, giving out his own cash out. Immediately, Jerry and I responded and said, you are suspended indefinitely. That is an FCC violation, but more importantly, it flies in the face of what our mission is. You don't do that. This is the collective good we're talking about, not the individual good. And if right now, in this moment, you're a WPFW and you're about the individual good, then you need to go. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how much money you raise. I don't care how important or how important you think you are. You are going. So that is where we are. So if offline you could talk to me, I'll talk to them. We'll get this straightened out. And then if I could
okay.
add a few more things about programming. So we have two programs that will come online. One is that Reverend Yearwood, you might remember he was doing Think 100, the coolest show on climate change. He is coming back to us in this period, and he's doing something called Climate Revival. He will start in Bill Fletcher's place. Bill Fletcher decided to leave when the no vote passed. He was on the side of the yes vote. So he decided to go. And, you know, that's fine. I can't convince him to stay. But what we will have is Reverend Yearwood and the Hip Hop Caucus doing climate revival, so we will have a climate show. Because there's a lot, if you've been following the news, there's an awful lot happening around climate during this period. that the Trump administration is sliding through. You know what I mean? They're trying to get all kinds of deregulation through. So it's important that we have a climate show. And it's important that we partner with someone like the Hip Hop Caucus that has a large footprint. In that, we are also trying to seek funds from the Union of Concerned Scientists to support this show, which means that they would donate money to underwrite this show, basically. And they have money. They're in D.C. We've been in conversations with them, and they're very happy about this. Again, it's another stream, revenue stream for WPFW. The other show that we're going to bring online, and we haven't decided when, is Uncle Devin and his children's music program. Because right now, as you know, people are home with their kids, young kids, and they have nothing to do. So we're trying to present it on a Tuesday or Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., where parents and children can listen for music and information that informs both. And again, that is also trying to cultivate another revenue stream. Because we do know, what we do know in this city, in this region, young people and older people, but young people who have children at home will give money. We know that. They have disposable income. The target audience has disposable income, and we're trying to cultivate that audience. And one way to do it, an easy, it's low-hanging fruit, because Uncle Devin already has a following. They've been on Magic 102.3. They have their own platform. They're in touch with all of the leading children's music artists in the country, and so it's kind of a no-brainer to bring them on.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and Arthur, we'll talk later on or tomorrow. Call me, please.
Okay, all right.
Tony, to the staff.
Yeah, Tony, how are we going to deal with community comments or pass on that?
Well, I wanted to say, first of all, that we have, it looks like we have a few more people who have come on to the call. So whenever Ellen gets a chance, maybe she can ask for those.
I'll call them out. All right.
Okay. And as far as the comment,
Are you all done? Are you all done with me?
Any questions for Ms. Pitt?
Thank you.
Please. Can I make a clarification? Katia,
is this for me? Is this for Katia?
Yes, for you.
And who is
okay.
this?
Who is this that I'm speaking to? Who am I speaking to?
This is Maskila.
Okay. Hi, Maskila.
How are you? Ms. Davis is president of the Teachers Union, the Washington Teachers Union. She's not She's not the school board chair. Just wanted to make that correct.
I didn't say school board chair. I said president of the Teachers Union.
You did not. I wrote it down. You said school board.
Okay. Well, we work with her all the time, but thank you, Maskila.
And also, let me say this. She is in the process of negotiating a teacher's contract. It took them 4 years to do the last one, and so I know a lot of her time right now is involved in working for the teachers. That's all.
Okay.
Yes, I talk to her daily. I talk to her daily, so thank you.
Okay. Has anybody else come on the onto the meeting?
Yes, Joe Brown.
Joe Brown.
Okay. Are you all done with me? I'm sorry. Are you all done with me? This is Katia.
I believe so, Ms. Tip. Thank you so much for your report.
You're welcome, Sabu. You all take good care. I'm going to go because I have to be up tomorrow morning early to be at the station at 8 a.m.
Good night. Nice
Thank you very much, Katia. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Have a good
night, Katia.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Take good care. Bye-bye.
You too. Stay safe.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Jerry, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, do we have Tony? Are we going to do community comments?
That will require Madam Secretary to check the emails.
Okay.
And I think it sounds like maybe one person, Joe Brown.
Joe Brown. I did hear him say
yes.
Something.
And Cliff Smith as well.
Cliff?
That's two.
Cliff Smith is on.
Okay, that's two.
Okay.
Well, right now we're going to stop real quick and have community comments. I'm quite sure to be brief. And then we'll get back to you, Jerry.
Okay. Muting.
All right. Joe? You got the phone.
Thanks. Well, yeah, thank you, Sabu. I hope everyone is doing well. So the proposed changes to the bylaws would have caused irreparable harm to the Pacifica Network. Those who backed the changes to the bylaws, they need to be fired, voted out, and put out of the Pacifica Network. They need to be held accountable for the $100,000 that the vote cost the network. Not to mention that they were secretly trying to sell off BAI and PFW. So I would hope that we all would be in agreement with this, because we pretty much voted unanimously as an OSB to vote no to change the bylaws. So we should be in agreement that those who put forth this bylaw change should be kicked out of this network. They're not good for us. They're going to harm us and be a poison to us. So let's stick together and protect our station, and let's check the whole network, you know, protect the whole network. That's my comment. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Cliff?
Yeah. Cliff is here. I want to thank Atiyah. It's like a breath of fresh air for her to come to an LSB meeting, and I just hope that it can be a beginning of a tradition where she'll come to every LSB meeting. Her voice is obviously needed because we cannot listen to PFW 24/7. Some of us sleep, and so it's important that she tell us what's going on with regard to programming, because we are a radio station. I also want to say that we should remember people recently. Last Saturday was the 52nd anniversary commemoration of Martin Luther King's killing. Also, Ellis Marsalis, John Prime, McCoy Tyner, Joseph Lowry, Bill Withers, these should all be remembered as having been lost. The other thing that I wanted to say is that Howard University runs Democracy Now! Three times a day and been doing it for a while, so it's obvious they have some kind of tie with Pacific, even if it's sort of a second level. Wouldn't it be nice if we had an ongoing relationship with Howard University? Maybe they could put on their TV station, maybe one of our shows to begin with, say, like On the Ground with Esther Rivera, or one of the other shows in which we would begin a relationship with Howard University students. And maybe not only maybe could we get a show on Howard University TV, but maybe those students could come and be interns or work with PFW Radio. That's really all I have to say, but it was wonderful to hear Katia and her wonderful voice and the information that she gave us. And I just hope it's the beginning of a tradition that can happen every LSB meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else? That's it.